our next guest is Jasmine Herndon. I pronounced your last name right.
You did.
Okay. And we also attended Maze together as well. Yes. But I just found out that she was two classes ahead of us.
Class of 10, one class.
I'm thinking she was in class with us, our class. Like, that's crazy. But I wanted you on to interview you because you garden. And I grew up having a garden as well.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
And I watch your page and the things that you do. And you also teach it to children as well, right?
Yes.
So you work in a community with it. How long have you been? When did you start? How did this start?
So basically, unlike you, I didn't get to start until college. Growing up, I never had a garden, never had a plant, never even thought about it.
You would have thought that you've been doing it all your life.
People think so. It's only been 10 years now. But, I mean, of course,
it's only been 10 years.
I know, right?
10 years, that's a good amount of time.
That is a good amount of time.
Yeah. But,
so as soon as, well, when I was in college, I went to college in South Carolina. Agriculture is big. It was like going from a city to the country. Like, wow, everybody has farms. Everybody family grew up on farms. So they were used to eating a lot of fruits and vegetables. You know, we're from Atlanta. I mean, yeah. Chips, Capri Suns, stomach problems, all that.
Got
like just
Cheetos.
Every day. Caught up with me in college, though. And so when I got to college, I'm like, I started getting stomach issues. I'm like, I got to change my diet. This is not right. And then I took one agriculture class. And I'm like, so this is how you never really think like, how green beans, corn, okra, like that actually comes out of the ground. And you never really put your mind, especially growing up in the city, is like, we just see it in the store. The closest my mind got to that was going to a grocery store. When I, like I said, when I went to college, I was exposed to so much agriculture. I'm like, going by a field, I'm like, oh, wow, this is how green beans actually get to the grocery store.
Wow.
And when I put that the two and two together, I'm like, I want to actually start doing that. And I was going to be a pharmacist. Did my clinicals for that in the hospital, of course. Like we all had that story where we disappointed our family. I was telling y'all about. And it's just like, I didn't want to do that. I'm like, I have stomach issues. Me taking more pills, it's not helping my stomach issues. And I literally, I'm just one of them people. It just snapped to me. I'm like, I got to start eating healthier. I need to start introducing more fruits and vegetables to my life. I was on Pinterest. Instagram wasn't big back then when I was in college. And I, for some reason, I stumbled upon a few gardening pages on Pinterest, and I just started to save them. And it's so crazy because now that I look back on it, I've completely maxed out of everything that I thought that I like. Those were my biggest dreams, to have like a little small garden.
Yeah.
And as soon as I graduated, I knew my main goal. I was like, I know I'm graduating from college. That was a big deal. But I'm like, no, it's time for me to be in my own space. I want to have my own garden. Being in farm. I told you I was supposed to go to pharmacy school. I did 1 week and I was like, this is not for me.
Yeah.
The clinicals, the hospital, they wanted me to give a diabetic patient and feed them cereal. I'm like,
what?
It's crazy, girl. It's real politics.
What kind of cereal?
Oh, they have Kellogg's, Frosted Flakes, just junk, Captain Crunch. And it's like, but this person has diabetes.
Yeah.
This person has high blood pressure and they can choose this. Like, that's what really woke me up. Like, in the hospital, working in the hospital for literally 1 year, I'm like, this isn't what we're supposed to be eating.
Wow.
Like, this isn't from the earth. This isn't what's healing our guts and stuff. And I knew from then on, I didn't want to be a pharmacist. I said, Mom, I'm going to be a farmer. And my family, they laughed. They didn't think, well, you ain't never did that before. Just stick to little bitty gardens, you know, stuff like that. Like, just do ours. You know, you can just do our garden. I'm like, no. I wanted to be a pharmacist so I could change people's lives and help them for the better with pills. But that's not what I want to do now. I want to actually help people and provide food, fresh produce, fruits and vegetables. And then once I got the hang of it, I'm like, well, I'm kind of good at this. Okay, now I need to teach everybody, because if this is so easy for me to catch on to, I need to be showing everybody can do this.
Yeah.
You have an apartment. Like, I waited so much to when I could have my own space, my own house, when it was like, I literally could have been doing it in my dorm room now that I look back on it. So that's what really started me, was my own personal health issues. Like, I got to get better. And then once I realized, like, this is really what our ancestors been doing. This is, and once you put your hand in that soil, you really feel like, this is what I'm meant to do. It'll change you. It'll change everybody. Like, you'll start to do it way more because you're like, this is what's changing the community, not all the other stuff that I thought was going to be so much important, going to school, cramming, taking tests, don't I? No. Mm-hmm. But that joy of growing something from a seed, like it has been beautiful. Ongoing since then.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I've been watching everybody. I've been watching everybody. So like, and I find things just very fascinating. What everybody does is fascinating. So your skin looks good.
Thank you.
By the way,
I know, because I'd be vegetables. So self-conscious. Yeah, like, I know. And you would be surprised at what the demons I deal with. Mm-hmm. Thinking like, I've been farming. But I want to be cute with it still too, because y'all know how we raised. We from Atlanta. Hair, nails, everybody got weave, makeup. And I was even self-conscious when I used to go out with my husband, like, am I even deserving to be with him? Because I don't have no makeup. Everybody in the room got lashes and makeup on. And that's what I had to realize. Like, you know what, Jasmine? You got your own lane. This is you.
It fits you.
Yeah, like, stop trying to force what's not you. Because if it was me, I would have been went to Mac and been went to the places and bought the stuff and tried to sit and learn it. So I just have learned how to just rock with my own natural self. But thank you. Yeah, I do try to do a lot of healthy stuff. I do. I still eat 10 piece, though. I still eat a 10 piece. I still eat 10 piece of fries.
Okay, I don't feel so bad because I just had some today. And so I'm trying to be healthy all the time.
Look, I might rent this to do a little. I just want to do what is the AASMR? I want to do that of me eating wings, because a lot of people meet me and they think, like, you vegan. No, I'm not. But I do eat a lot of vegetables. Now I might eat some kale and some okra. Like this morning I had kale, okra, green beans with my 10 piece, you know. But
I feel like if you do it in moderation, you'll be all right.
Yeah, it's balanced.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up with hot wings.
It's in our culture.
We grew, like, whenever I go to another state, I'm looking for the best hot wing
and it ain't
place.
Us. It's not here, though. They're not us.
No, they're not. They can't touch Atlanta hot wings. Like, they just can't. I remember I moved to Arkansas and I was searching high and low.
Searching.
For hot wings.
I was in South Carolina. And
couldn't find them.
Couldn't find it. I was just coming home and get them.
So what are your plans? What do you want to, how do you plan to grow this? A skincare product?
I know.
Skincare?
So I do, yeah. Right now, I am a registered farm. Okay. So I got my farm number first. That's the start. I just built it. We started in April. And you can go on Healing Hipster on my Instagram and see the journey. It's been a lot. It's been a lot for me to even show people my journey, going through the same thing with y'all going through. Like, do I even want to show y'all this? But like my friend told me, y'all, we tired of seeing pictures of just your collard greens. We know your collard greens look good. So we want to see the journey. So my newest thing, what is now is me trying to open up, show people the journey, show people my tricks and trades, because I do want and end all everybody to have their own garden. I want to continue. I did start my skincare line. I did start my herbal dietary supplements. So I do have like tinctures.
I do remember seeing that. Yeah.
I have elderberry tinctures, ashwagandha, allergy, woman tinctures.
Y'all hit her up.
Yeah.
Hit
like
her up.
I make them. I grow the herbs. I turn them into, I strike. Because I'm a chemist. So I went to school for chemistry. So my main goal is to be a chemist.
Sexy.
Yes, girl, I'm a chemist. Sexy. And I actually want to use it for the good with nature. Yeah. Blend those two worlds together, because a lot of people just think it's separate, when no, you can be holistic and still a chemist. I still can go, you know, do it right and still use herbs. Yeah. So that's basically my main goal right now. And then I just want to teach as many people as possible. That's mainly what I'm trying to do right now, is get as many people out on my farm as possible to just come get a lesson.
Yeah. So any dark moments?
Always. Always. I told them I'm building a pumpkin patch right now and something ate my pumpkin.
My first pumpkin.
It was about this big, y'all. Like this big. And
this is your first time growing pumpkins.
Yes. This big goal is like, I've been putting my whole life into this pumpkin patch. And I think God really did that to me to kind of calm me down. Like, girl, stuff gonna happen. Like, how you people think I've been doing this for so long and stuff still happens to me.
Because I thought you grew up doing this, honestly.
People do.
The way you...
But that's how you I dedicate. When I like something, it's like I go full-fledged into it. I like eat, sleep, breathe, gardening now. I went and did the Master Gardener course, so I've actually done research. And but like I say, you can't compete with nature. As perfect as I am, my pumpkin patch looks amazing. My first pumpkin, like I said, was about this big, and something just bit it. So now that's another journey I'm going into. Yes,
a rabbit.
My neighbor said it might be a mole. I don't even know what those are. They dig holes.
They don't have eyes. They're blind.
So it's like I don't know what to do. So now I did just start my natural pest management yesterday. I took my neem oil that I'm making, and I'm thinking maybe this is my journey to get people to buy my products. I use my own neem oil that I made, and I mixed peppermint oil with it, and I took some Dawn dish soap, and I'm spraying my plants now every week because I'm like, I can't have this happen again. That kind of hurt my spirits. But yeah, I always have dark moments.
Is it a way you can like put a net over the ground?
So not the ground, more so say, but they say the plant. They said the plants more of a, I would put a net over the pumpkins when it comes. But it's like when you get big and you have so many, you don't have time for all that. Mm. Like right now, in the last 2 weeks, I have over 500 plants right now that I've just planted. So I'm like booming.
That's dope.
Yeah, I'm booming. And to see it grow, it's like, I told y'all just on Instagram, I done lost 30 pounds in like 2 months just doing this alone. So building it up and stuff. So if anybody need a workout, please hit me up because you'll lose weight.
For real.
Yeah, those dark moments, my baby, like just last year, y'all, I was postpartum. My son was one.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, I just felt like I was never going to get to this point. And I daydreamed about having this garden. I'm just like, I just knew the world was going to be over if I couldn't start this garden right then. But I had to sit still, like enjoy being a mom in that moment. I get moments now, it's like I want to go outside my garden. It's like, but I have my kids. I can't just spend all my time out there. I have to enjoy my moments with my kids, my toddlers and stuff like that. So that's basically... I like I said, I do want to tell more of my journey because a lot of people always think my life is so perfect. And I hate that because it's like, if you only knew.
It looks that
it
way.
It does. Definitely, but it's not.
You give off such a good energy that you would, that it seems like you got it. Like
now, I do have that master. I will say that I do go through hard times, but am I one of them people that literally know how to take the Band-Aid? I'm going to wipe it up, take that with Hazel. I'm going to patch up my own self, put that Band-Aid on, and I keep it moving. I have to.
Yeah.
You have no choice, I think. With the kids, that kind of helped me out with that.
Yeah.
Because you can't just be sitting and be sad. My son, my toddler, little going to come in the room and be like, hey, mom, mommy. So it's like I've learned how to kind of just adjust to things and keep going. Yeah.
So you also teach it to children. Is it your class that you teach it to?
So last year, I was doing it for a job. This year, y'all, it's been the hardest because I quit my job. I randomly just told her, I don't want to do this for you no more. I was basically growing the vegetables for her. I was selling them for her. I was teaching her daycare center. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't feel right. It's like, I'm doing all this stuff for her. Mm-hmm. And my own kids did not even know how to garden that much. You know, it's like my community, my friends' kids, they don't have access to this. Everybody DMing me like, well, how can my kids come out? And I was hating having to tell them like, well, this is my job. So I quit this year. This is my first time doing it on my own, and it's been a journey with that in itself because she brought me the kids, you know, and you would think it's easy to just put up a post and say gardening classes, but people still don't come.
It's a lot of, cause even when I had, I can just relate to that. I can relate to that. Like, cause even when I was running my business as a lash tech, It's not easy.
It's hard.
It's not easy.
People will love you from social media and that's it.
And won't come in.
Like, come on, guys, please come. Like, I'm teaching. Then I've got to the point now I do like
pay
free
my
classes.
Bills.
Yeah.
Like,
so that's what, and those are my dark moments. And I'll be vulnerable because I don't be vulnerable with people. But a lot of people look at my life in which I had to reprogram my brain to think my bank account is low, but it's like I look out. And I look at my gardening, I look at my plants, I look at what I have. I'm like, girl, you got wealth.
Yeah.
You can't let a dollar bill define what you have. Because if I did, then I based it off of my sales and stuff. I'm so sorry. I based it off my sales and stuff. It's like, I would be low. I'd be low every day. Y'all wouldn't get no videos, no nothing if I based it off my bank account.
Okay? Where's Jasmine at?
Broke, sitting in the corner crying because ain't nobody buying her stuff. But the fact that I know is my stuff is so good. My stuff is quality. Those who do support me, they come back. my garden and stuff, it's working. My plants are growing. They're flourishing. So it's those moments that tell me, like, Jasmine, you can't let a dollar bill define
it's
you.
Already
and
there.
I'm making it. Like, yeah, I make it barely, but I make it every day with the bills thing.
I was just thinking about that the other day because I was with all of the things that I do. And it's just like, yeah, you know, my pocket's still looking a little, you know.
Yeah.
Dyslexic as well. But what I had to think about, I think what God brought to me was the money is just the byproduct. It's the byproduct. It doesn't make
you. It's paper.
Yeah.
And all those things that I want, that I would, if I'd be like, oh, if I had all this money, I'd buy this. That stuff gonna come.
It comes.
Like
but
I said.
But you have to make sure that you can maintain it.
There we go.
That was the biggest part that I understood when I freaking lost everything.
Yeah.
Because I spent time manifesting it. Then one of my friends was like, maintenance. And I was like, I forgot about. Because, you know, you got to pray and do the routines to maintain those things that you spent time manifesting.
And for me, it's like appreciate what you got.
Appreciating
what you got. Like
you thinking like, I started a business and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I got some income coming in. I can pay my bills and da da da. And then all of a sudden stuff just started shaking again. I'm just like, I thought I made it to the finish line. I thought I finally made it to where I can pay my bills on my own. Then everything just like just
literally just even in your calling yes. And that's what really shocked you, because you're like, hold up, God, I'm doing everything you told me I'm supposed to be doing while I'm going through this. But like I said, it's a journey, and I've learned to accept it, because it took a lot. I'm like I say, because you will let that dollar bill control you. And then too, I had to just realize, like, all my I got more people doing, more friends doing what I'm doing, more farmer friends, and they're like, girl, if you came into this business looking for money, you're in the wrong business. Like, yeah. We be broke. Farmers, we literally work hard, blood, sweat, and tears to provide that produce for you that we're literally going to sell to you for $3. Mm-hmm. That maintenance and prep that I did to get that one batch of collard greens that I'm going to sell for $5 in November. Mm-hmm. Girl, if you only knew. If people had cameras, that's why I'm documenting it now so you can see. But the fact that I can sell something that wasn't tainted with pesticides and chemicals, not juiced up every week with something, that joy, that's the joy that I get from it. That keeps me going. Like, I don't care. I don't care if I never make a dime off this. I will keep teaching every single soul. I don't care if nobody ever paid for my classes. I'll offer free classes then. Like, those of you who do take advantage of it, you'll just be the ones that reap, because that's how I've gotten. Like,
that's another thing that I also realized during this journey. I was like, it's about helping people.
That's all it's about.
It's not about just making the money. It's not just about you paying your bills.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, how can you also help people help themselves by telling your story or what happened to you?
Yes. The community.
Like, it's community.
I trade, barter. So that's what my husband, he helps me so much with, because he's like, yeah, Jasmine, you feel like sometimes you don't contribute nothing like financially to us, but then I'll barter. I'll trade some peppers with a neighbor and get us, we got enough soap to last us a whole year. You know, like me and my friends, that's what we do. We barter. And that's what we're trying to bring back.
Yeah.
Because as you see, the world's going crazy now.
That started up. I started seeing it in 2020.
Yeah.
I started seeing it, like, with the all of a sudden you started having all of these like festivals or things where people were setting up like businesses and people were selling food, clothes, shoes, everything, shades, everything. And it was just like, I could see, I was like, we're going to have to start, like, this is a prerequisite. This is like laying the ground for what we're going to have to start doing amongst
bartering.
Each other.
Got
because
to.
Food is bad, things are too high.
Like, you can buy organic strawberries, they talking about now, and it still be tainted with hepatitis. Yeah. Like, I'm just like,
and it's
can't
make,
win for
that's
lose.
What's making the kids sick and giving them all kind of anxiety issues and things like that. You wondering why you going through depression or your skin is breaking out or all
it's what we
things.
Eat. Like, y'all, the last fast food that I've been still eating on, Chick-fil-A, and I don't want to tell y'all this, but I just read the ingredients. Because yeah. George posted it and it has MSG yeah. in it. We dog like Asian restaurants so much for it. And the number one fast food that we love, Chick-fil-A, and they have MSG clear as day in the chicken. Yeah. 55 ingredients and one chicken sandwich when it should just be like four ingredients. Yeah. Like
you, so would you ever consider like opening up a restaurant?
I know, because you see, we cook too. Yeah. So that's the
I'll be up there.
Look, that's the start.
I like to eat,
so that's the start. I know. Uh-huh. Thank you. That's the start. So the farm, like you asked, that was built off the question you asked me. Anyway, that's the start. The start is the farm first, because I wanted that just for me, for us to come outside, because we love to eat. So and I spend. Like $800 to $1,200-$1,500 a month on just groceries alone. And as y'all know, organic produce is so expensive. I'm like, I can just grow my own poor produce. Yeah. So we want to start with the farm first. My next step after that is to get, we want a very small restaurant, like the size of American Deli.
Like a mom.
And dad shop. Cause my husband, that's all he loves to do. He's a butcher and food is his big thing. He loves cooking every day. Like, and that's another reason why I have to keep going. I don't have dark moments, because it's like, he the type, it's like, I could be sad, depressed. My cycle could have just started. He like, all right, time to cook dinner for the kids. And I'm like, I don't want to get up and do this. And he's like, no, we're going to do this for our kids. We're going to have a home-cooked meal. And, you know, it's like my family. That's what keep me going. But, yeah, we're going to do the restaurant next. Yeah. I got blessed, because a lot of people, you know, it's rough out here. Shit in the baby pool.
Tell me about it.
It's shit in it. And he went to Maze.
He like went to Maze too?
Yeah, maybe you need to get your Maze.
We weren't
dating in back then, but I just always had a crush on him, though. So, and I did shoot my shot, ladies. Maybe
you
that.
Did.
I did. I usually don't, but I did. Everybody know, because I used to tell him in high school, I'm like, you fine. Like, you fine to me. Like, I don't tell people
who
that.
Who is he?
It's Ranchez Oliver. You might not know him. I'm going to show you a picture of him.
That name sounds familiar.
He's fine, girl. You probably saw him like, he fine. That's my husband. Aww. He is fine.
And he went to Maze, too?
Went to Maze. It's he was like, quiet, though. He was silent.
What's so crazy about Maze is that people in Maze end up getting married.
Yes.
Like,
he might be with the
Maze. I'm saying. He like, where are you at? You gonna be staring at my podcast? You out there somewhere?
I know he's staring at you. I know they're staring at me. You got a lot of them staring at you, probably. Because I stare at you, so I know they're staring at you. I know they are.
Where he at?
They scared. Sometimes you might have to be the one to be like, they shy. Because he was shy. He was real shy. And that he was the only...
Nah, you need to come get
and
me.
And yeah, he do. Because now that I think about it, he is the only dude that I've ever been just been like, you fine. Like, just tell him outwardly, like...
Yeah.
So... But it worked out, because luckily all the women in his life been outgoing. So he was used to somebody like saying outgoing. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Talking to him like that.
That's crazy. It's going to work out.
It is.
Honestly.
Just do you. Do your passion. You... And now
I ain't even worried about him.
And you don't have to be. So, and I will say that. That was me. I was so focused on gardening, doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. He was just really, I love him. But he was an accessory. I was already me.
Yeah.
And I had to find me and do that for him to come, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because if he would have came back then, I would have played him. You know, I would have been... I wouldn't be stunning him, girl. But now that I've really understood my true calling, you know, I had a son, went through a baby daddy situation, all that before I got to him. So it comes.
That's what they say. When you step into your purpose,
that's when everything kind of aligns for you and you're not nervous no more. You kind of like just that confidence.
Well, hopefully this is my first step.
It's first step.
So you need to be making your step. Whoever you are.
I know. You're a real woman, girl. Don't let that stop you from nothing.
I appreciate that.
You're coming.
I appreciate that. Yes. I done made some people mad at me for being that.
Oh, it's okay. Always. Always. And for real. That's why I had to get out of my own head with making the videos and stuff. I'm like, I don't like talking. Cameras make me so nervous. As y'all see, I done hit this thing times.
Think about it this way. People need what you have.
I know.
That's what God placed on you to teach the people.
And it's like, if I was just gatekeeping all of it to myself, I was getting nowhere.
Yeah.
Like I say, when I was just showing that one picture of my collard greens, my friend's like, girl, we don't want to see another picture of your collard greens. We know they look good. How do I make mine look good, though? Showing me, like, yours. Like, yeah. We know it look good. I'm not able to get to your side of town. So that was the thing, too. I had to realize sometimes your friends, they're not able to get to you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can, it's okay to just like me from Instagram, because you might tell somebody else, though, that's in the College Park, East Point area about me.
Do you grow straight out the ground, or do you do the boxes?
So I do both. I have in ground and I have plant beds. I like plant beds better because it's like less bugs.
Yeah.
But that in ground grow, that real soil, and I got my soil tested. South Fulton, that's where I live, like College Park, South Fulton. That soil is amazing. So, and my luckily where I built my farm, it had just been covered by grass and forest. It's never been farmland before. So when they cleared it up, that gold, that dirt was like gold.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. So
That's dope. That's fire. I want to ask some more questions.
Yeah, containers. But if anybody, you still can buy a quality good soil. Even if you live in an apartment, you can still do the same thing. Aquaponics, all of that. I teach how to do all of it.
I want to start mine back up sometime soon. One day.
I know. Just okay, how about you do this? When you do go to the grocery store, you know how they sell the little bitty herb plants?
Yeah.
Get you a mason jar and just put one of them in a mason jar. Start with that. At least have your own herbs.
Own
mint, sage. Yeah. They sell them now. Rosemary, all of it. That's simple. That can go on your windowsill.
Yeah, you're
You don't gotta do nothing for it. It can grow in water if you don't want to do soil.
Because when I cook, I use those are some of the things.
And you can just pinch off of it and keep it going.
Keep it fresh.
Yep. That's what I always tell people to start with, the basics. Always just get a mason jar, get some herbs.
So what about drinks? Not non-alcoholic, but I'm just saying, like, could you do, would that make sense? Like, could you mix, does that make sense?
They call them herbal mocktails. I follow a couple people who do it.
Because I'm like, it's alcohol and it's natural. Like, is that healthy? Does that make sense?
So when I do my tinctures, technically my tinctures, the best tinctures are alcohol based, but it's like everything is in moderation, just like wine. Wine is alcohol, but it comes from grapes. So but they say wine's healthy for you, that's why I don't mind drinking wine. But but my tinctures are made with real 90 proof to 120 proof alcohol.
You could do so much. You can even have a wine farm.
All of that. So that's where we're about to start next. So I don't know if you've ever seen, if you go to my page, you'll see the big fence. It's a huge fence. It's about 0.8 of an acre, the length of it, like when they like mapped it out. We want to do grapes or muscadines around it, like just the whole vine, the whole fence. So that's the next journey is too. It's all about patience though.
Oh, that would be so Because
fruit trees, all of that stuff takes patience. Like I just got blueberries. And you got to think, peaches, plums, apples, muscadines, grapes, they take 8 years. Fruit trees take 3 years just for you to probably even get one fruit. So it takes time. So that's what I have to rush myself, because it's like I go outside, I'm like, I wish I already had peaches and I wish I already had apples. Like, this is not, you know, we never satisfied. Like, this is not enough. But it's like, girl, just be patient. Just wait. Plant that. I at least took that next step. I bought the blueberry branches and I'm gonna plant that tiny seed. And like I say, when you get to garden it, those Bible tales really, really start to stick to you. It relates so much to the Bible. Just how, like, I look at all my friends this summer, everybody going on vacation, everybody doing everything. But if you're a farmer, you can't go nowhere in the summer. You work hard in the summer so that your winter is okay, because I won't have a harvest in the winter. So it's like, I have to work super, super hard right now while everybody's partying, everybody's going out, everybody going on vacations. And it's like, I can't leave my farm for like 4 days. They're gonna die. No one's gonna come take care of my stuff for me, especially with how it's been a drought and stuff like that. So it's more of a wait and a patient game for me. And it's teaching me so many lessons. Like, Jasmine, it's okay. That little tiny seed, that's a speck, is gonna grow up to be, you have that faith for the mustard seed. It's real. When you get out there in that field, you get to plant and stuff, and you're like, is this going to grow? But then 2 weeks later, you see a little green thing burst out the ground. It's like, whew. It did it. But then you deal with the bugs and everything else. And so you got on to the next thing. Wow. Like, on to the next.
It's just the patience part that, like, wow.
Because it's not microwavable.
Like, I feel like it's like, I feel like it's like God in there, like
always.
Patience. You gotta have so be still. Patience. Wait.
Especially when you're looking at it every day. You like, this ain't moved from last from like yesterday. And really in your head, it has. It changed. What's the you so what you do is because I did, and I shouldn't even say it like a minute ago that you can't grow anything in the winter. The trick to it is you have to establish the plants now. So I've been working so hard because if you don't establish your fall plants in August and September, those root systems won't be strong enough to withstand the winter. So really the biggest, my plants only get taken out one time. And that's when that big frost, like January. Remember how last year was like January 5th, like everybody. But see, now you get smarter. That happened to me last year. I'm not going for that this year. I'm going to already start my seedlings in November this year because I already planned in my mind. I planted everything right now. I'm going to get a big harvest from those November, December. But I already know in January, sometimes that frost going to come and it's going to wipe out everything. So I'm going to already plant those seedlings indoors in November. That's what I think this year I'm going to help to kind of counteract it.
Yeah.
That's my problem. I'll be trying to, maybe God does want it to just start over.
This is amazing.
It is, girl. It's a game. So it's amazing. Like, it's fun. It's a drilling rush. Like that, I get the rush from doing farming every day that you, like you said, jumping out of a plane. Like that's a rush for me. Like putting on my boots and getting out there and tackling the bugs, the weather. Cause you can't control that stuff.
Mm-mm.
You can't. You literally have to let it be in God's hands. I have to roll with it. I guess that's another reason why I'm so good with like just patching up myself with stuff because I have to keep it moving. Like I had just did that, and maybe I should have showed a video of it. I had one of my videos I just posted like 2 weeks ago. I had just purchased, y'all, over 2,000 seeds. I had a beautiful seedling case labeled, and it was beautiful. And my OCD, it just gave me a rush to see my little seedling case with all my heirloom seeds. And my dog, which he keeps off deers and stuff out of my yard, the next day I went back, I did not put my seedling case up. He bit and ate all my seeds.
Oh, wow.
I'm starting completely over from scratch with seeds right now.
Wow.
And that was like 10 years worth of seeds that I've built up. Heirloom, good seeds, good varieties of stuff that I've grown myself and saved the seeds. So it's like every day that something good happens, something bad also happens.
Wow.
And I should have probably did a video on it because he hurt
me. You should have.
I should have.
That's the stuff you got to show
people. Because it's like, yes, I did this perfect video. And then the next day, that's why I'd be like, God, you want me to stop? Like, what's going on? But no, I just picked up what he didn't bite into and mess up. And then the benefit is, though, in one area of my garden, it's like 1,000 random seedlings popping up. So now I've been starting to take them and plant them. Some of them that I can identify and I know for sure what it is, I'm just taking
that's
it.
Dope.
And that's what you do in
you
life.
You can identify seeds.
Yeah, seedlings, all that.
That's sexy to me.
Yes, girl.
Like certain things like that are like complicated or intricate that people can do, I find that so appealing.
Yes,
like,
me too.
That's so hot. Like,
yes. It's like 1,000 of them too, and I'm just like, oh, there goes my little collard greens. I see it. Let me go ahead and plant that baby.
That's dope. Look what time it is.
I know. 333. That's the magic number, Mike.
Well, this has been fun for me. Eye opening for me.
Yes. It's my first podcast. Thank you.
It is.
Yes.
I'm glad I had you on. I'm glad you all came. Because I had so much anxiety around this. Should I do it? Should I not do it? I was tired and like just overwhelmed. And I was like, oh, I don't feel like going. I don't feel like getting out of bed.
And we'll do that.
But I was like, I've been wanting this for so long. So I was like, no, I'm going to fight through it. I'm going to get up and I'm going to come. Like, no, like. No,
do it.
It's like, and I already put my money down.
Do
so
it.
So I was like, I'm
that's the benefit
up.
Of putting that money down. Like, just do it.
Yeah. So, the other thing that I want to say really quick is that just listening to you all's stories has like solidified my faith more in the Most High, because going through this life. You get out here in this world, even though I'm still cognizant spiritually, you can still begin to doubt.
Always.
And it can still begin to, you like, it, you know, is God really real? Like, where are you at? Like,
nah, I'm finna just do it my way. I'm finna grind. But then you had those moments where God has sent somebody or makes a moment to show that, hey, I'm still, you're not doing this.
Sit down. Yep.
Sit down. Ask for rest. Ask for help.
I'm telling you.
You know, so I feel like that's kind of where God has had me for a little bit. Just sit down.
Yeah.
But I gotta pay rent. Sit down.
That's me. In 2 weeks, right?
But I got to do this. Look, I got to pay this
mortgage.
So it has been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for inviting me.
Please tell people where they can find your business page again. Tell them everything. If you have a website where they can find you, tell them your name again. Yes. No, this is Jasmine Herndon.
Thank you.
SWAT former.
Born and raised
high.
Been healed, been real, always. Today I die, Camelton Road.
The hill is real, and it will always be real.
On the street over Camelton, baby. I'm Camelton Road forever, okay?
Hey, SWAT. Yes.
Healing Hipster. Healing, HEALINGHIPSTER. That's my website, Instagram, TikTok. I got a Twitter. I don't use it, but I have Facebook. Like I said, my website. You can also purchase my products off my Facebook, my TikTok, and my website. So
great. Awesome.
And book classes as well. You can come pull up though on the farm any day. I take visitors every day.
Don't.
Well, you're right. Not everybody.
Make them book.
I know. And that's the thing.
At least make them
pay
some kind of fee.
I pay all that money for the booking thing.
Girl, set them boundaries.
I know. And it's like, but nobody did it.
Let me tell you right now. Once that business gets going, once it really gets popping,
I wish I established them boundaries.
Set those boundaries and set your prices.
So that's what I did with too.
You can make them reason. Not saying like you got a price gouge off of the people, but you still have to get paid for your time that you have spent learning all of this.
That's my biggest thing. My family thinks I don't charge enough for nothing.
Even 10, 20, 20, whatever, however you figure it out, because you have to. The thing is that it's energy that you're putting out.
Yeah.
You got to get paid for that. So once you get tired or something and you need a spa day or to relax,
I can still pay for
that. That's that money that you can go and take that spa day with.
I needed to hear that.
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
Set your boundaries, because when I was running my business, my lash business, that's when I learned that there are certain things, guidelines that you have to set. You know, I'm thinking, you know, people charging for late, showing up late and things like that. It's like, hey, this is your energy.
Yeah. And it's your time, too.
It's your time. And it's like you need your energy. An empty cup can't pour into another cup.
Definitely.
And you won't understand it until you get tired and you run yourself in a rut and you can't do anything for yourself.
That's so true. That's the one thing that I'm missing.
Don't just say anybody can just pull up.
You're right.
No, set an appointment.
Book on the website. Look,
this is my
fee.
Because
no one uses my website. Please
no,
use the website.
No, but make them.
I know.
It's just a matter of respect. Like this, you the queen of gardening.
Thank you.
Like this series, you the queen of gardening. Like you people, one day people are probably going to start coming to you and asking questions and things like that. Like.
And that's what I have to realize.
What's the word? Reverence? Reverence? Yeah.
It's coming. And that's where I think the one thing that why I haven't, not God's per se, God is going, I'm going to pop and I'm going to be everything I want to be. But I think that is the one thing he wants me to learn is the boundaries things. Because right now I'm just like, I'll do whatever. Come on, $5 free.
Nah.
I'll be teaching classes. And then I get upset though when I see other people doing the same thing. And they're like, I'm like, wait, they pay you $200 for that? Wait,
that's because it takes time to also understand your value.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to understand my own value. And also because I was afraid to step into it, because you know how people be like, oh, who she think she is, or it's not about that.
Yeah, because it's your time, blood, sweat, and tears went into that.
Yeah, and it's about like, this is what God gave you. This is what God gave you to make a living off of.
So true.
It has value in it. So because it has value in it and it's God-given, that's what God gave you. So you have to set your boundaries so you can get what you deserve.
Yeah.
So you can live.
Yeah.
So you can thrive.
I know that's
okay?
Right.
Okay.
I like, needed to hear that.
You can't just pull up to my spot. Anytime. No. Book. I love you, but book an appointment.
I like that. I needed to hear that.
Yeah. Don't do that because you got a lot of value.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We all need to hear it.
Yeah.
For real.
All right. Now get up.
Yeah.
No, I'm just messing with you.
Yes.
Toes, tap. Thank you. Yes. Tap, toes. Look. Tap.
Okay.
And then sip.
Y'all know I'm awkward.
Nah, what you got going on is I think